the minister came down yesterday. I want to put on record that the comments made by Mr. Byrne were inaccurate and misleading. And if he thought there was a lack of clarity surrounding the hardship scheme put in place by the minister, he should have contacted Dard and he would have got the correct information. So his comments stand in stark contrast to those of the minister, who I believe has shown excellent leadership on this matter. She acted decisively. First of all, whenever the snowstorm arose, set in place measures to assist the feeding of stranded and isolated animals, then achieved executive approvals for the hardship fund, and then set about the process of the collection and disposal of the carcasses. So I find it almost pathetic that the SDLP, through Mr. Byrne, has been effectively peddling misinformation when he actually could have found out the true story, the accurate information, by contacting the department. It was never a case that farmers in counties Derry and Tyrone were excluded from the scheme. It was never the case at all.
So the minister can reassure farmers in the Spare Mountain region that they will be included in hardship payments?
Well, absolutely. The minister had a pre-planned visit to the area yesterday, and she visited one of the farms which was severely affected, and met a number of farmers who also had lost livestock in this most recent blizzard. And she assured them that the scheme applies equally to the Sparrows region, and indeed to every other region that has been affected by the recent snowstorm. Indeed, the criteria which has been set down by the department and articulated by the minister is that the hardship scheme applies to all of the farmers who are affected by the snowstorm. And I think it's really important that if farmers have been affected, that it's essential that they call the Dard helpline on 0300 200 7852, and it's essential that they have the animals collected by an approved vendor, and they'll be eligible, and they're eligible for the scheme. And this is essential that misinformation, that confusion, doesn't percolate out there any further.
So essentially, are you blaming the SDLP's Joe Byrne for scaremongering here?
Well, if Mr. Byrne felt that there was a lack of clarity, he should have telephoned the department rather than run into the media and spreading the confusion any further. So yes, I am accusing of scaremongering and peddling the confusion and making it worse. And this is actually adding to the distress of farmers, because the farmers that certainly I, myself, and my colleague, Councillor Dan Kelly, and indeed the Minister met yesterday, are very, very distressed.